Hi, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Sharon Jeffers, and you're listening now to me and the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. And it's a beautiful day here in North Carolina. We've been having spring-like weather all month long, which is really nice. I don't know how much longer it's going to last, but it's great. Anyway, welcome. I'm happy that you're here. And if this is your first time to the show, please check out my website. I'm actually about to launch a new website, and I was hoping it would be ready to launch today, but it's close, but it didn't launch today. So what can I say? But it'll be there soon, and you can go to my old website, which is starofthemagi.com. The link's on the page, the BBS page, and I need to pull that page up. Yes, the link is there. You can also email me at starofthemagi@gmail.com. And this show is based on the Mystic Oracle of an ancient science that reveals that the card deck was originally a calendar. And our birthdays are like portals into an entire creation, which is us, and how we manifest in this life. You know, when people talk to me and they're like, well, the universe this and the universe that, I'm like, what? The universe is a physical thing, but we are a universe, each one of us. We're a beautiful universe. And, you know, we're also the creator in our universe. We have the creative force generating through us. So we have the ability to create, manifest, and dream and fantasize and bring those dreams and fantasies into reality. Just have to really believe in the magic. And one of the things I love about this ancient oracle of time is that it reveals the best ways that we can do that for ourselves. Because it's through the embracing of our spirit card and understanding that card, not our birth card. Our birth card is, you know, it's a vessel. And our spirit card lives within that vessel. I've never said this exactly like this. This is very good. So the birth card is our vessel, and our spirit card lives within that vessel. And our spirit, of course, wants to be expressed. It wants to dance in life. And when we understand the essence of our spirit card, then, and we manifest that, we allow it to express itself, then we're happy. And we're aligned with the magic. It's a very simple formula, actually. You know, you can write affirmations till you're blue in the face. And I do believe that it's wonderful to affirm, to verbally affirm and mentally affirm and physically and emotionally affirm what it is that we want and who it is that we are. And when we understand the nature of the essence that lives within us and what delights it, because it's all about delight. It's about delight and innocence, really, life. If you watch a flower, if you've ever seen a flower in slow motion go from a bud to its full expression, it's quite amazing. Well, I guess time-lapsed photography or filming, you know, because when it opens up all the way, it really opens up all the way. It's like, boom, here I am. And the little petals just go flying almost backwards. You know, it's the heart of the flower just emerges in complete fullness. It's quite wonderful. Who we are, where we are, what we're doing, you know, all of this is revealed in the cards, and all of our possibilities and potential is revealed. And, you know, this isn't like fortune telling, laying cards out. It's really reading cycles of time, because time, this system is a matrix of time. So I have a guest with me today, and we're going to have a conversation. He's on the phone with me, and I want to give you call-in numbers. You can join in our conversation if you like. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008. This is for the U.S. and Canada. Again, that number is 888-627-6008. And then if you're outside of the U.S. or Canada, you can Skype to BBS Radio. And those links are on your on the page, the radio page as well. Marcus, are you there?
I am. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Groovy.
Marcus is calling from New York. He's in New York. And technology is supporting us in being in this virtual studio right now. Marcus is an Aries Six of Diamonds. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about astrocartography?
Well, I think that was a great thing to bring up, because maybe people don't know what a reading with you could look like, and that's something unique about what you bring as a masterful reader of the oracle. You are a psychic medium on some level, and that's another aspect of what you bring. It's sometimes spirit or loved ones who are departed come through in your readings. I've seen that. And you also are able to assist people to understand where in the world might really serve them to live with astrocartography. Do you want to address that at all?
I do. I paid Marcus $10,000 to
say. No! Where's my check? Where's my check?
Well, I've been using astrocartography personally for at least 30 years, probably more. I don't want to get too much into that, because then, you know, I start feeling like I might be old or something, and I'm not. So, but anyway, you know, but the thing that I do that's different is I combine the information from the cards with it. And I started doing that. I started offering that to my clients probably about 15 years ago, when I saw how in my own life it was really obvious that the vibrational influences of places in the cards were even more pronounced than the astrocartography. This is what really blew me away. Because the astrocartography is very accurate if we have the right birth time for ourselves, you know. Because, you know, if you're off by a few minutes, then you're in, the lines are completely different on the planet. But for those of you that don't know what astrocartography is, it's like a astrological map of the globe for you personally when you were born. At the moment you were born, the planets were all in very specific positions. I mean, the sun was rising somewhere and the moon was setting somewhere, and all these things were going on, you know. I mean, they were both rising and setting somewhere, but, you know, everything, all the planets were in very specific positions at the moment we were born. And was it Jim Lewis, the astrologer Jim Lewis, that actually created astrocartography? I think it was. And it blew my mind when I first learned about it because it was so completely accurate. And then about 15 years ago, I started putting the cards together with, you know, because each place has a vibration because of its name, and there are many levels of that expression. I started writing a book when I was in San Miguel de Allende about the vibrational expressions, our vibrational signatures relative to the numeric compositions that we resonate with personally. And it's the same with locations, any name that is spoken. You know, when I first moved to Hawaii, or the first time I went to Hawaii, which was in 1991, I was so blown away by how everything felt because, you know, in the ancient times, the people, they named the rocks and the trees. Everything was acknowledged and named. And our names and the names of things and the names of places, they carry vibrations. And, you know, through the special, unique numerology of the cards, you know, there are 26 letters. There are 26 lowercase letters in our alphabet and 26 uppercase letters. That's 52. And there are 52 cards. So each letter in the alphabet, lowercase or uppercase, has its own card, a relationship with a specific card. And each card has a numeric value, a solar value between 1 and 52. So when you use a system to determine the name of something, then, you know, you realize through this oracle what the vibration is and how the life path of the cards, everything. I mean, it gets really deep. So when I do astrocartography, I look at those influences for people. And how I started doing this, you know, I was watching it for myself. And then someone called me and he said, can you look at three places that I want to know what it would be like for me to live? And I said, okay. And he wanted Vancouver, Calgary, and Sedona, Arizona. And he told me, I'd like you to look at Calgary first, then Vancouver, and then, no, it was Montreal. Montreal first, then Vancouver, and then Sedona. And I looked at the astrocartography, and then I did the cards. And I told him, and he wanted, you know, I told him what I felt would happen in Montreal and what I felt would happen in Vancouver, and then what I felt it would be like for him in Sedona, you know. And I thought he was looking at all three of those places to live in, but he wasn't. He was testing me because he had already lived in Montreal, and he'd already lived in Vancouver, and he was thinking about moving to Sedona. And so after I went through this whole thing, he said, wonderful, I'm moving to Sedona. And he said, I'll tell you why I'm moving to Sedona, because I lived in Montreal, and I lived in Vancouver, and what you just said is exactly what happened in those two places. And then at that point, I realized, oh, but I was happy about that because, and he wasn't, you know, he wanted to know. And because then I realized, wow, this really is such a powerful influence. The cards are such a powerful influence. So, you know, I'm sorry, I'm just talking. Talk to me, Marcus.
Oh, no, no, you're great. Once you're pointed in the right direction, you can go for miles. It's great.
You are so funny.
Another thing is that there are also 52 weeks in the year. So there are 52 letters in the system, the lowercase being 26, the uppercase being 26, which adds to 52. And there are 52 weeks in the year, so I don't think that's a coincidence. Do you?
No. And this is our language. I mean, which is interesting. You know, the English language is a dominating force for some reason. So, you know, it really
is. There are
is.
Those teachers that say that English was the original Atlantean language.
Yes. Because other languages aren't the same, you know, and even Hawaiian, you know, they only have 13 letters. It's like, you know, it's very different.
Well, there are those that say that Hawaiian was the Lemurian language.
Yes, it was. Kauai, you know, is a nice piece of Lemuria. You can see, well, I won't go there, but, and this.
Yeah, let's stay practical and in the here and now. So, why would somebody schedule an astrocartographical reading or a reading with you? It's practical in case they want to relocate or if they want to make a change for their personal growth or prosperity.
Well, that's a really good question. A lot of times people are thinking about moving and they're not sure where they want to move or their life isn't working where they are and they feel like maybe they should move. And oftentimes that is very true. And I've also done this kind of work with people that are, you know, like artists that wants to put their art in galleries. And so we'll find the best locations around the country or the planet for them to put their artwork. You know, sometimes people just need to bring in the energy of a place to where they already are so that they're making an energetic connection with where a Jupiter line might be or a Venus line might be. People, it's really easy to get stuck in a place for many people, you know, and the energies are always shifting. And so we have a natal chart astrologically for, you know, our geographic locations and what certain areas bring and what they don't bring. But, you know, if you move on to your Pluto line initially, it could really catapult you with your business or your work or your life in general. It could bring a huge transformation. But if you stay there too long, it could become very difficult after a time. So it's important to understand that, you know, where the energies are. And it can even help to find a place that is going to support different aspects of what you want to manifest in your life and go spend time in that place. Maybe that's where you take vacations or you go there to write a book or, you know, spend time being with yourself. So there are a lot of different reasons why this kind of information could be very valuable, even relative to relationships. Because we can, you know, people be, some people do really well in their relationships when they're traveling, but they don't do well at home, or vice versa. Or you could have a great relationship and, you know, like my son and his girlfriend, you know, they never had an argument, nothing, no kind of conflict for the first year of their relationship. And then they traveled from North Carolina to California, and all they did was fight. And they were like, what is happening? But in that place, it was very conflicting for them. So it helps us to be informed, I think, in every way for all reasons. The more informed we are in these respects, the greater insight we can have when situations start to arise. We can actually, you know, prevent things if we know why they're happening. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. It's like knowing the weather or the farmer's almanac. If you know that there's a hurricane season coming, you might not build something delicate outside.
Nicely put. Nicely put. If you want to call in and join Marcus and I, the number is 888-627-6008. In a little bit, I'll open the line for little mini readings if people want to call in. But while Marcus and I are talking, we want to stay on this subject of what we're doing. Marcus?
Yes, ma'am.
So I like that you brought this subject up.
Oh, good.
Because,
well, I'm thinking about a reading for myself, actually. I am living on my Pluto line, and although it has propelled me to launch my career for 24 years, it's getting kind of exhausting, so I am looking at that myself.
Oh, that is such a good word for being on the Pluto line. Exhausting. Yeah. Because after a while, that's what happens. I know a lot of people that moved to their Pluto line and got catapulted into their careers. And then after years, they're, you know, they are tired. They're it's just like, whoa. I have a friend who lived on his Pluto line in Northern California for something like 20 years. And he just moved to Southern California and he's not on that line anymore. And he is a happy puppy. He just feels completely different. And all these new avenues are opening up because he already built that whole foundation up there with Pluto. But now he's, you know, he doesn't feel like he's his own slave driver anymore. You know, there's just an intensity about that energy that it can wear on you. And, you know, so...
Well, what I'm finding is that people are relating to me as though I'm Pluto, and that's not so personally enjoyable.
The Dark Lord of the Underworld.
Or that people are avoiding me because I'm too confrontative for them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Pluto is definitely, confrontational would be a good word because it just gets in your face. And at the same time, it puts a bomb under your feet, you know, or your ass or something.
Right.
It's pretty intense energy. I have a Scorpio moon, so, you know, I understand that Pluto energy from inside. And that's why, you know, the transformational work I do with people is very deep for them because that Pluto energy... Because it's the moon, it's working on the subconscious level. And it gives me the ability to go right in there with somebody, whether they're on the phone, in the room, down the block, it doesn't matter. If there's a connection, that Plutonian energy just, you know.
Yeah, you're like a spiritual surgeon.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Just through the mind. But, you know, it also can be a little, I hate to use the word, but abrasive is the word that wants to come out of my mouth.
Yeah, for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the beauty of Pluto is that, you know, it leaves no stone unturned and it doesn't take no for an answer. It doesn't even wait for an answer. It just goes. And the
I've heard it's like a glacier. It's slow moving, but it's unrelentless.
Slow moving and unrelentless. Ooh, I like that.
Well, it'd be great to have hear from some callers, wouldn't it?
It would be great.
We could chat till the cows come home, but it'd be nice to talk with somebody.
Yeah, and so if someone wants to call in for a reading, that would be great. If you want to stay on the line, you can. If you want to go, you can, whatever you choose to do. But if you'd like to call in for a little, you know, if you have a question, I am really, really, you know, I like it when people have a specific question they want to ask me. And I don't mean a question like, oh, I met this guy on the internet 10 years ago and I'm in love with him and, you know, he says he's going to leave his wife. And I'm wondering if you can tell me when he's going to leave his wife. Don't call me with that. I don't want to talk about that. But if you have something specific that's realistic, let's see what we can find out. We have Frank from New York on the line. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi. I think you got the name wrong. My name's Chris.
Oh, is your birthday May 6th?
May 6th.
Oh, wow. Yes, it says Frank.
Well, that's all. That would be a whole other thing, so I'm glad to clarify.
Yes, me too. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. Hi, Marcus. I'm good. I'm glad to be talking to you, Sharon, because I've heard so much about you from Marcus, and I get your daily emails, and I appreciate them very much, and I'm looking to know more about your work. I'm going to ask a question based on what you two have been discussing for the past 30 minutes. Is that cool?
If you're going to ask me to look at your astrocartography, I can't do that on the radio. But you can ask me your question and then I'll tell you. Because, you know, I need a lot of birth information. I need to do the charts and stuff. So I can't have the dead air time while I'm doing something like that. But ask me your question, Chris. Because you're the king of diamonds.
Well,
did you know you're
My question is that I've lived in New York for 27 years. And I'm looking to get out at least some of the time, like half the year, like to Southern California. And I've been wanting to do this for about 6 years and haven't done it. And yet I feel there's a lot of unfinished work in New York. So it just kind of keeps me here and keeps me not making the leap. And I just don't always know what I'm supposed to do. I know what I want to do, and yet I seem to not take the actions to fulfill my intention consistently.
Oh. You know, you're the king of diamonds.
I am.
You're a Taurus king of diamonds, so your planetary ruling card is the four of clubs. So you're getting stuck in that fixed four of clubs energy. What's your present age?
46.
I don't like to do the math. 46, 42, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're in a Saturn year this year, and you've got the four of diamonds long range. So, with the nine of spades. But there is a change that wants to happen.
There is.
Well, how long have you been thinking like this? Because, you know, you've got your spirit card, the three of clubs, sitting on your head here for 7 years, from 42 to 48. So that energy can make you go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then you've also got, you know, the three of hearts in Jupiter, which is like, well, I don't want to lose what I have here, but I think it might be better over there. So there's this back and forth. Have you been experiencing that kind of energy?
So much, so much. That's why I want to split it up half and half, because I don't want to lose what I have here, and yet I want more and different.
Well, that's the perfect thing to do when you have those kind of cards.
Yeah.
When we have the threes or the fives governing us in the way that you have the threes governing you, like I, for 10 years, I had an apartment in L.A. and a cottage in Kauai, and I would go back and forth because, you know, I was like, I wanted to be here and I wanted to be there and I need to be here and I had to be there. And it was like, you know, I thought, why are you doing this either or thing? Don't do an either or thing. Just do both. And then it was like, oh, yes, that works. So this is the perfect time to be doing something like that.
It is. In answer to your question, I've been contemplating this for the past 6 years since I turned 40. But only recently, like in the past year, have I thought I could have both. It wouldn't have to be either or.
And you're 46 right now.
Yeah.
You got the five. You have the five of clubs behind you. That's the one that said, just do it both of them. That's what the five of clubs did to me. That's exactly the same card that did that to me. So I don't, you know, that card is encouraging you. And there, the other thing that's showing up here big time, do you write at all?
Do I write? Not currently, but I used to enjoy doing it for myself in the past.
Uh-huh. You have a lot of energy. You've got a lot of creative energy. You could apply it anywhere, but your spirit card is the writer's card. It's the card of mental creativity. And you're sitting in its house this year. It's your Jupiter card with the Ten of Diamonds. I mean, what do you do?
I'm a performer. I'm an actor and I'm a singer, and I also work with people in addiction and recovery professionally.
Okay, so because your creativity is just screaming to be expressed in the biggest ways possible.
That's how I feel, Sharon. I feel it's not being expressed enough or often enough, and it's painful.
Well, maybe you need some new avenue to add.
Yeah.
I mean, the word write is like shouting in my head.
Really?
Yep. Start writing, my dear.
Writing what? For whom? Just
for
write.
You. For you, for you, for you.
Oh, for me. Oh, me.
Gee, what a concept.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to do that. And if you want to do an astrocartography reading, just contact me and we'll talk about
that. I absolutely will. I'll contact you this week.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Chris.
Thank you, and thank you very much for talking to me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks for calling in, Chris.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Marcus. Bye-bye.
Marcus, you guys sound alike.
Oh, well, we're good friends and business partners.
Oh, cool. Whoops. Hello?
Well, we spent some time together. I hope it's not osmosis that has us sounding alike.
Well, you do sound alike. Okay, I have another caller. I've got a couple of them waiting here. Natalie, who is in Florida. And who is the Three of Clubs? We're doing Three of Clubs energy today. I love how that works. Hi, Natalie. Are you there?
Here.
Oh, hi.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Oh, good, good. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well today. That's a good thing.
Are you 42?
Oh, I wish.
Okay. What is your present age?
I'm 52.
50. See, this is why I don't like to do the math. 52. Your birthday
I'll
is
take 42, though. I'll take that. That's good.
No, I can't give you accurate information if you're. So your birthday is February 9th, correct?
Right, right.
February 9th is the Three of Spades, not the Three of Clubs. So are you familiar with this system?
No, actually, I was fascinated by it, though. My a very good friend of mine and now business partner, she's been following you, and she introduced me to your work, but just very, very macro. So I don't know much, but I'm very interested. And I was just online doing some work, and I saw a splash about your radio program today. So I thought, well, why not? Well, you know, check it out. And here I am. So I'm just fascinated by it. And she said it's very inspirational. She uses your work as a very inspirational tool. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I want to tell you something really great.
Oh, good.
On your 52nd birthday, you went into a new 13-year cycle in the cards, and it's your Saturn cycle. This 13-year cycle is all about recognition, self-recognition, and positioning yourself to be recognized by the world. And the governing cards for this 13-year cycle are the Jack of Clubs and the Eight of Diamonds, which are your two main Saturn cards for life. And these are cards of tremendous creativity, good fortune, recognition, perception. I mean, these are really good cards.
And, oh, great.
I mean, these cards have been with you your entire life. They've probably taught you a lot of lessons, presented situations for you to overcome, and now they've come to bless you with their gifts, which are, you know, genius, intelligence, exalted perception, unending creativity, and you know, the ability to do whatever you want. So the key to this is to really connect and make yourself connect with and make your self-mastery the priority in your life. So do you have a specific question now that I've laid all that on you?
Well, I'm currently, it's funny, this is really kind of goosebumpy when you said going into a new 13-year cycle, because I'm coming out, I'm making a major transition career-wise after being in a 13-year
cycle,
you know, career modality with the same company for 13 years, and I've just made the transition, and if you will, it was in February around my birthday. And so I'm moving into this, and I'm going from a very analytical industry into a very creative media, motion picture, you know, film, TV. I mean, it's just a complete creative kind of side, and patented technologies and whatnot. So it's a complete career shift for me. I'm going from employment to entrepreneurial, which is, I guess, creative in itself. But, yeah, so it's really interesting that you said that.
How perfect is that?
I know. I know. That's good to hear. And I'm glad you said it's, you know, it's blessings. And you know, from yes, there have been a lot of tough, challenging lessons that have come along during this time called life, and it's nice to hear that. I'm very grateful for that.
You mean since you, did you make this decision before your birthday or after your birthday?
It was officially made after my birthday, but it's still in February.
Oh, good. Okay, well, you know, what I see in your cards for that immediate time, the first 52 days from your birthday, is cards of business partnership and you really doing what expresses your individuality. You've got some great cards this year. You've got cards that got strong influence of the Ten of Clubs showing up, which is the card of the teacher and the healer, but it's also a card that really puts you in a position for publishing in any respect, for gathering with people of like minds. You've got cards that show good energy and business partnerships. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of change happening in a good way. New beginnings, work. Your cards are great for what you're doing right now.
That's great. Yeah,
this is a Jupiter. Whoops, sorry.
No, I was just going to say the synergy seems to, of late, I'd say in the last month and a half, really come together on the partnerships. So,
well, a month and a half, where would you be now? Oops, wrong chart. What was I going to say? Oh, you're in a Jupiter year. 1, 2, 3. So on the 24th, you went into Mars. 1, 2, 3, with that Ten of Clubs and the Five of Clubs. Lots of things changing in a positive way. 1, 2, 3, Queen of Spades, which is your Saturn. Yeah, this is a Jupiter year for you, age 52. So you're going to, everything's going to be expanding. Looks like you have a lot of good fortune. You're going to draw a lot of supportive people to you. So groups, social events, gatherings, all those sorts of things, really important for you to network.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's actually happening currently, so that's good to hear.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'll do my homework. I'll educate myself a little bit more, and then maybe I'll call you. You know, going forward, I'll give you a call and get into this a little bit more. But I'm a little ignorant on the terminologies. When you say I'm in a Jupiter year, I'm just listening intently, but you know, I'm not
right.
Sure what that means.
Jupiter is like Santa Claus.
There you go.
Jupiter is,
yeah, and Natalie, you don't have to figure it out on your own. Sharon is available to help you figure it out and give you the headline. You don't have to know all the techniques and details.
Right, right. Well, that's
the advantage of a personal reading.
Yeah, that would be great. I would love that.
Marcus, I'm going to have to start giving you 10% or something.
Oh, well, you're generous if that's the deal.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm loyal because I've really learned. Sharon's a great teacher, and I've also had personal readings myself, and they've been invaluable.
Well, that's what I've been told. I have a very smart friend who I've known for some time in business. We've been in business together, and now we're partnering up on these new endeavors, and she usually doesn't share, you know, things outside of the business realm, and she was very impressed. And again, my big takeaway from her was it's very inspirational. She uses it as a daily inspirational tool. So,
oh, my card of the day. Yes, thanks for bringing that up. Thank you for calling, Natalie. Good luck with all you're doing.
Thank you. I'll be in touch. Take care.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
If you don't get my card of the day, people, I do send out a free card of the day. I've had people telling me for years now I should be charging for this, but I don't know. It just feels like a nice way to give. So I send out a card of the day email every day. You can sign up on my website. Were you going to say something, Marcus?
Yeah, well, people can donate via PayPal for your card of the day as they feel led to do that. So that's good to know. And as far as Natalie and anyone else, this oracle can also help you understand the dynamics of partnerships and relationships, whether they're business relationships, whether they're personal or romantic. It's a really great, clear way of having a map of a relationship as well as its pitfalls, as well as its strengths. So that's also something people can know about.
Man, I need to have you on the radio with me every week, darling.
Well, we could arrange something. I'm really good at seeing what might be missing and pointing it out. So that's
you're good. Thank you.
I'm all about harmony and balance.
There you go. Okay, let's talk to Debbie now from New York. Are you there, Debbie? Oh, she disappeared. Thank you.
Well, Debbie, call us back.
Yeah, call us back. Yeah, you're amazing. You do, well, you have a different perspective for me. You know, I'm saturated. I'm living in this stuff. I do want to talk to Debbie because her birthday is up here. So if you're listening, Debbie, you're the Ace of Diamonds, Five of Diamonds, and I'm just going to quick tell you something. Ooh. You need, well, no, I'm not. Okay, so, Marcus.
Yes.
One last topic. What will it be?
A last topic.
Yep. Help me
out
here.
You want me to throw something out?
I was salsa dancing till 2 a.m. last night.
You were doing what?
Dancing. Salsa.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a good way to balance and move energy, especially if you're an Aries like you are.
Yes,
like
it
I am.
Does. You know, I do want to mention my new website again, because one of the things I'm going to be offering once this site goes up, and I did send the link for this because it's available, but I don't see it yet, but I'm going to be offering 30-minute readings. And for people that just have one specific thing they want to focus on. So I'll still have my life path readings and relocation readings and all of that. But I'm also going to offer 30-minute readings. My website should be up any day now.
Were those 30-minute readings for today after your show?
No, today after my show I'm not doing any readings because I have to... Okay, so Debbie is back on the phone. Debbie?
Hi. I got disconnected.
Oh, and is your birthday 7/14?
Yeah, 53.
53. Okay, yes. We got typos today. We're having a technologically challenged day. So what age does that make you then?
I'll be 60 in a couple of weeks.
You will be 60. Okay, well, yes. let's look. So do you have a specific question?
Yeah, at the beginning of the show, I heard you mention how important the time of birth is. And I don't know my time of birth, and I sent away from my birth certificate, but it was an original copy, and it didn't have the time on it. I was wondering how much of a difference does that make really affect a reading?
For the astrocartography, that's just for the location reading.
Oh, okay.
I don't need your time of birth for a for a life path reading or a regular reading of any kind, just for the relocation readings, if you're looking to move or you want to see what, you know.
Oh, okay.
And you know, that the relocation readings can be done if you don't have the time of birth, with just based on the cards and looking at, you know, what's been going on where you live. It's possible to figure out what the astrocartography is. But no, for a private session with me, if we're not doing relocation stuff, you don't need to know your time of birth. I just need the month and day you were born and your, you know, the year. And you know that.
Yeah, okay.
That's the good news. Some people don't know that. You know,
if I get your card of the day, I really enjoy that.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, when you turn 60, you're the Ace of Diamonds. You know that?
Yes.
Okay, so you're the Ace of Diamonds, Five of Diamonds, and you've got, you're moving into somebody's house. Ooh, the Three of Clubs, and you're surrounded by kings. So this should be an interesting year coming up for you. You will have some changes in your relationships. So I don't know if that's an area of, you know, focus for you, but it will be after your birthday. Right now you're in Neptune, so you want to sort of be a fly on the wall until you have your birthday. Well, let's see. Your birthday's the 14th. You may not be in Neptune yet. Let me see where you are. July 14th. You go into Neptune. Oh, you went into Neptune on the 23rd of May. So I always tell people, when you're in that 52-day Neptune cycle before your birthday, you want to be very careful with your decision-making, especially relative to relationships. And right now, it looks like, you know, there's a desire for you to get things in order and make things more... I don't know if organized is the right way. You've got cards.
No, absolutely.
It is? Is that the word?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. This is a time to really focus on that. So if that involves, you know, cleaning out the closets and getting rid of stuff, this is a great time to do this between now and your next birthday. You've got a lot of support to create new space for what's coming. There's going to be some changes. Oh, wait. Two pages picked up. Oh, yeah. Are you thinking about moving?
No, but just thinking about, you know, completely reorganizing my present situation.
Are you married?
Well, I was. I'm a widow.
Oh, I'm sorry. You've got a lot of relationship cards coming up at age 60. So, you know, I feel like right now the preparation and what you're doing is really opening the path for you to be more of who you really are. It's almost like you're preparing for a coming out party or something. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, your authentic self is wanting to express itself and show the world who you really are. So everything you're doing right now between now and your birthday is sort of creating the platform for that to be. So.
Exactly.
I have less than three.
What I'm doing. Right.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad you called back. Thank you. I have to get ready to get off the air here, so I have to say goodbye to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
And bye-bye. Marcus, it's been wonderful having you on my show.
Thank you so much.
I should hire you to be my publicist.
Well,
anyway.
Don't I have some kind of aspect to you that I'm like... I'm some card to you. I forget what it is.
You're Mars diamonds. To me, so you motivate me to go in the right... Well, wait, no. Yes. And you're also... We have a mutual Mercury connection, so we have this fabulous communication. And you're my Uranus card, so you just want, you know, the whole world to know I'm here, I guess.
Well, you are gifted. I think that you are a national treasure on some level.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed myself. Thank you.
It's been great having you on here and with me today. It's been really, really great, and I appreciate all of your insights, and thank you for keeping me focused.
Well, you're a great teacher, and I'm keeping up with you with the charts that you're opening up too. So I'm learning a lot as I listen.
And, I knew you were doing that.
People who want to study with you are well served by your teaching methods.
Thank you. Thank you, Marcus. Have a wonderful day, darling. Okay, babe, everybody, thank you for tuning in today. You can contact me via my website. I also have a Facebook page, which is Cards of Destiny, just Cards of Destiny, nothing before, nothing after. That's it on Facebook. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. And much love to everybody. Bye for now.